life is strange. It'll kick you in the balls when you least expect it. But life is good with Madge Weinstein in it. Yeah, with Madge Weinstein in it. Yeast Radio.
Hi, this is Seattle Sutton from Seattle Sutton's Healthy Living. And if you're a big fat cow like I used to be, then you need to give up that feast of potatoes and pork and listen to Eat This Hot Show with Wanda, Madge, and Reagan Fox. It's light, it's refreshing, it's half the calories, and it won't give you indigestion.
You're listening to Yeast Radio and Madge Weinstein. Someday it'll all pay off.
Hello, is it me? Am I on? Am I recording or what? Is it me? Hello, testing, cunt 2-3. Testing, cunt 2-3. Testing, cunt 2-3. I don't see it. Oh, there's the little lines. I'm recording. Hello, I'm a fat lesbian. My name is Madge Weinstein. I'm disgustingly obese. I am massively obese. M-O to the M-C or whatever they call it. I am a disgusting fat lesbian. Ain't nobody gonna tell me no otherwise. I'm a reverse feminist. And anyway, here I am. By the way, that promo was for Eat This Hot Show, another show that I do with some homosexuals. And I'm still in Los Angeles, and I am fat. I'm in Los Angeles. Nicole just went to her therapist, her earth goddess, and was just chatting with the Michael Butlers, and he said that he was masturbating about Nicole on the internet. No, I mean in bed. I think he was fucking his wife and thinking about her. I don't know what he was doing. Anyway, I'm starving to death. I thought I'd better get the show started before I make the coffee, so I'm making the coffee now. I'm in Nicole's kitchen. There are these two goddamn chihuahuas looking at me. Mmm, this is pecan spice bread. I am going to put some of this into the toaster oven. Toaster oven. Why do we even have toaster ovens? I like toasters. Why does she have a toaster oven? I like toasters. What's wrong with fucking toasters, goddammit? Oh, and I have so much to do. I've got to fix her goddamn fucking computer. What the fuck? How many goddamn knobs does this fucking thing have? I just want a goddamn toast. God, this is such fucking bullshit. How do I make toast in this fucking thing? What bullshit? Toast. God, why can't she have a goddamn normal toaster? The fuck's her problem? Okay, so let's do the computer. I got all this work to do while I talk to the general audience here. And then at some point I have to switch over to Girdle Spillover. Bicycle Mark called up. Why is my mic so low? Let's see. This is better? Is this better? Hello? Bicycle Mark called the picture of me and Dawn and Drew that C.C. Fatman made. He called it Girdle Spillover. I called it Lesbian Spillover, but okay. All right, so let's see here. Okay, here we go. So Michael Butler was asking if he can masturbate about her, like he needs permission. Anyway, that's only a half-truth. If the wife is listening, just ignore me and sleep with him, or else he'll fantasize about, you know, other women, and you don't want that. I'm very sexist for a lesbian. I'm very sexist. All I really care about this feminist is curing vaginal yeast. You know, I get so fucking tired of the goddamn hypocrisy of all the people running around with the vaginal yeast. I mean, with the, worrying about feminism, so-called feminism. And really, they don't give a shit about the yeast. Yesterday, love was such an evil's game. We played, ooh, potato gnocchi. How come she didn't tell me this is in here? She is as skinny as can be. She's a size zero. A size fucking zero. I'm a size, ow! Got a goddamn basket of oranges here. Clementines or whatever, the mandarins. I hate when they have seeds though. So today's my last day. I'm gonna go see Berbatia Clemens, The Saving, for now. And I'm going to see Berbatia Clemens. We're going to work on some things, maybe propose some little fun things. Yeah. She's kind of scary, though. She's a scary lady, that Barbara Clement. Very scary, actually. Very scary, because she's huge. And black. All right. Let's see. Okay, so let's see here. What am I going to talk about? Nothing, maybe. Nothing. How's that? Who cares? I don't have time to go through all the news and everything. You know, I did kind of. There's all kinds of the usual Well, there was... Oh, you know what? I should try... There's a protest at noon at the LA Times. Because they fired... I'm sorry, I don't know his name, but a reporter that's been there for 30 years, a liberal report... opinion writer, and they were replaced him with a conservative. So another voice is silenced. Hooray. 30 years at the LA Times to get fired? What the fuck? Nobody that works anywhere for 30 years should get fired. This is a good orange.
Hey, Madge. This is Max Kaiser from Karma Bank. And this is the Sunday Times report for you and your listeners. We're going to take a look at the Sunday Times in London and give you the European perspective through Karma Bank's eyes. The big headline, Madge, is Al-Qaeda calls Queen an enemy of Islam. Of course, the first thing I thought of is Al-Qaeda calling all queens an enemy of Islam. Is Big Madge a subject now of the big jihad from Al-Qaeda? Or are they talking about Queen, the rock group that's playing a big show in the West End in London? I'm not sure. Got to do some more research on that. Also, the NHS. The NHS, Madge, and I know since you're dying to be relocated to Europe, you have to familiarize yourself with these things. The NHS stands for National Health Service. In the UK, they had a health service which gave people great health care for free. And then under Blair, just to give your listeners an update, he sold off big pieces of the health care to private contractors. The private contractors have come in and they've ruined it. And they're making it really a kind of a US-style, over-costly nightmare of non-performance and non-accountability, not unlike the rail system here in the UK. Or the school system here in the UK, which were functioning great before Blair came into office, but then he gave them over to private contractors, mostly led by US corporations, and they're going into hell in a handbasket. So the NHS is a big story here. The National Health Service is continuing to implode thanks to the initiatives that Blair brought in at the behest of his US contracting handlers. Here on page 2 of the Sunday Times of London, the Automobile Association blames many car crashes on drunk pedestrians. That's right, Matt. The drunk driving problem really is not as great as the drunk pedestrian problem. People in the UK are drunk off their ass. If you go into London on any Friday, Saturday night, you'll find lots of people drunk, passed out on the street, next to pools of vomit. It's amazing. If you walk through London right now, you'll see pools of vomit almost everywhere you go, especially on the mornings after Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights. The problem is in the UK that drinking has really taken off in a huge way. The analog to American economy is eating. In America, people are becoming obese and fat because they're gorging themselves on food. In the UK, it's slightly different. People are becoming drunk off their ass because they're drinking themselves to death. Primarily for the same reason. Both the UK and the US are being misled by psychopaths who are turning their countries into the laughingstock of the world. So people, to get over the emotional trauma of being led by nincompoops, are either eating themselves to death, as you find in the US, or drinking themselves to death, as you find in the UK. Well, that's about it for the UK European Minute, brought to you by KarmaBank.com, the broker of dissent, the nonviolent way to push back against the corporate occupation. Hoping the rest of your week is as enjoyable as our week here in Europe, sunning ourselves. It's not sunny ourselves. I'm lying, Madge. It's cold and rainy, but in my mind, it's sunny. Okay, bye.
When I lie down beside you, your fingertips, whisper to me. Secrets that you don't even know you know. Your touch belies your desire, like live wire, sparks fly. When I lie down beside you, and Lord knows I am yours. Spread me open, unfold me like Ouija. Without speaking, I will convey supernatural communications like clandestine alphabet beating beneath my chest. Like this way means yes. Like never having to second guess. Like prophetic text made manifest. Like rapture, like crackles when I lie down beside you. Press against me. I am strong enough to receive the message you're delivering. Believe in the taste of my devotional. Notice the way I melt for you. Let every tear be dripping elixir. Let your sweet exhalations fill me. Let there be laying of your hands on my body. Memorize my topography. Listen to the whisper of my history. I am physical science when I lie down beside you. Play archaeologist to my landscape. There are verbs needing to be unearthed. Truths traveling circuitous routes through my veins. I hold all of your answers rattling in my wrist. And revelation with bliss remixed in the glistening on my lips. And match disclosure chance for chance with the dancing in my hips. I can uncurl my defenses if you let me. Lay the manuscript of your meaning at your feet. Discern your direction with the cleft of intimate wish held out before me. I am your diviner when I lie down beside you. I am your trail of astral projected breadcrumbs, preternatural cartographer, spirit guide in the flesh. Unwind my DNA and view the blueprints of my destiny, and then rest with me.
Rest with me,
breathless but easy. Set your cares in the nautilus of my ear. There they will mingle with the whisper of eternal rolling ocean. I want to hear. I will hide them like sunken treasure, and they will be there within, whether you ever retrieve them. Waves crash bright when I lie down beside you.
Quick. I mean, I wish these people would address the fact that there's actually fans, that there's people that... I don't know. Never mind. I don't know what the hell that was. Did I say is twice? This fucking peanut butter from Whole Foods is like rock solid. This is fucked. I think what she did is she must have drained all the oil out. You're not supposed to do the fucking natural peanut butter. I bet you she did. Nicole. Michael Butler said that everybody masturbated about her. Anyway, what do I know? Alright. Oh, I gotta fix her goddamn computer. Fuck me. Oh, Christ. So I need to figure out what to do about this food addiction I have. I guess I could go to the food addict club again. I don't know. I just can't stop eating. I want to deconstruct it. Why do I eat so fucking much? I don't know. Well, this is a terrible show. I'm not saying anything. I'm just eating. How awful of me to do this to you. How long have we been talking? Maybe it's over. Maybe the show's over already. Oh, that would be nice, wouldn't it? I hope you enjoyed the videos. Okay. Right. Well, here's the feedback I got from people like Nicole who aren't really in the podcasting zone yet. She's like, how come most podcasts are all about podcasting? It's fucking boring. And she thinks it makes people lose interest right away when they try to listen to podcasts. Interesting, huh? So maybe if Apple were to like put interesting podcasts on the front page instead of boring tech shit all the time and learning French. Nobody wants to fucking learn French. I do, but... Oh, God. Now I sound like a French phobe or whatever that guy called me the other day. But come on. Put good podcasts like this one on the front page. Fucking Penny, Pussy Jobs. I need to get an interview with her. I need to talk to her. Adams Curry, can you send that up? I need an interview at Steve Jobs. Come on, send it up. Do it, please. Do it. Do it for me. Come on, come on. You owe me one. You owe me 80. Come on. Oh, I'm a civil servant. I'm entitled to everything. Give it here, give it here, give it here. No, not that. Not that thing. So it was lovely to meet Dawn and Drew, even though she hates me. It was also lovely to meet the Blubber Cunt Pizza Babe. Who else did I meet that was fun? That's really all. Everything else was... Oh, yeah, the PK&J were nice. Paul wanted to sleep with me, but Jeanette Cott blocked me. I mean, Cunt blocked me. Mm-hmm. Mmm. She did. I'll kick her ass. I would have slept with her, too, because I'm a lesbian. But, you know, Paul looked very lesbian when he was dressed up in women's clothing, a little 90s, a little slip. He was wearing an AC/DC t-shirt. So for those of you listening on the Sirius, we have videos posted at yeastradio.com. You can watch videos of this podcasting, including me flogging Adam's curry and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Mm, why is this coffee not coming out? What's the deal? Did I not put the water in? This is weird. How long do I have to wait for this shit? Maybe I didn't put the water in. I bet you I didn't. God damn it, I'm never going to have coffee. Fuck this. Speaking of coffee, what's with the fucking August Exit 50 fag? That queen is like Republican. What's the deal with her? Because a lot of people thought she was good looking, and they say, oh, she's good looking on the video. I said, no, that's the video. She's not good looking. She looks like a garbage man. Funny shaped nose. Better looking than the brother, though, at least. Well, well. The brother was there, too. Sort of creepy looking. You know what I'm saying? You know. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Nothing is fucking coming out. I'm never gonna eat my fucking coffee. Oh, there's the phone. Mm-hmm. Probably Jesse is with my lover. Donna. Oh, fuck. Donna. That was the babysitter, the dog sitter for Chauncey. Where is my goddamn coffee? No, you know what? I left it empty. There's no fucking coffee coming out of this fucking thing. God damn it. Oh, my God. I didn't even put the fucking coffee in. So I'm eating these preserves, wondering why I'm fat. You know, it's just habit, really. I just need to get out of the habit. So, general audience, what should I do? Should I go to Weight Watchers? Should I go to the 12-step for fatty? Or what? Oh, my God, I'm still eating this jelly with peanut butter. Peanut butter and jelly. I'm eating it straight out of the jar with a spoon. And then dipping it in the peanut butter. I'm disgusting. Mm-hmm. I'm having to edit this for serious. This is too much. It is. Fucking dog is staring at me. That's the problem. I'm eating like a fucking dog. Whatever's there. Okay, I'm putting it away. I'm gonna do it. Mm-hmm. Fucking dog is staring at me. Mm. Now for dessert. Dessert. How come healthy people eat everything as apples? Apples everywhere. Apples. Apples. You know what? I'm going to have a little juice. I'm going to have a little fruit juice. This is my trip, right? This is what I do. I'm eating and drinking in Los Angeles. I need to get this show done. So what I'll do is, who knows? I don't know what I'll do. I always think of Studs Terkel when I drink this organic apple juice, because he gave me some at his house. And I get wistful thinking about drinking his juice. Because I don't drink. He was drinking a martini. Something like that. Now I'm having... So this is the natural apple cider business. The natural cider. Why do I even do this? I don't even have anything to fucking talk about. I mean, I do, but I don't. Hi, Mamie and the birds. I like the girl dog better. This fucking boy dog. He bit so many people this weekend. This fucking dog bites everyone. It's fucking nasty.
boy.
I must consume. It must be the Zoloft. Maybe it's just making me eat. No, it's not the Zoloft. It's because I keep eating. Fuck me. Blame the medication. Can you imagine? If I was depressed, I'd even be making eating more. All right, so I gotta get this show finished. So I've talked more than the time I need for Sirius, but the problem is that are boring. So let's see what I got here. Maybe let's look at the news. Okay, I'm gonna go to Americans.com first because John Conyers. I posted this. I'll just read it. So John Conyers sent this Patriot Act. Sorry, now I'm going to bloat. Now I'm going to gas. So, Senator John Conyers is one of the only senators that actually works. Set up this thing called the Patriot Act Action Center. And it goes like this. Renewal of the Patriot Act has its final legislative consideration in a conference committee between House and Senate conferees. Although we will find it very difficult to defeat this bill, I will do everything in my power to ensure that the legislation is balanced and limited. I will need your help and your voice to join me in opposition to this bill. When Congress passed the Patriot Act immediately following the 9/11, we warned that the definition of terrorism was so broad that it could sweep in benign groups who were simply using the tools of civil disobedience to make a political point, or even unions engaged in picketing. The Republicans told us to not worry, that the department could be trusted to not abuse their authority. Yeah, right. Who would trust this fucking administration? Recent reports indicate that we do indeed need to worry about the conduct of the Department of Justice under this act. Recently, the ACLU discovered through the Freedom of Information Act that the FBI had designated a Michigan-based peace group and affirmative action agency organization had been labeled terrorist organizations. The Michigan disclosure comes on top of news this week that the Bush administration has been using national security letters to conduct surveillance on more than 30,000 Americans a year. These letters allow the FBI to access correspondence, email, and financial records to investigate terrorists. While this information is not to be collected for reasons other than investigating terrorism, we have learned that the government has been acquiring vast amounts of information on ordinary citizens. Even more disconcerting is that the Bush administration has eliminated FBI guidelines that required this data to be destroyed if the reason for its collection was no longer relevant to the investigation. Instead, this information is kept in perpetuity, stored in massive government databases and shared freely with other government agencies. There's been clearly been widespread abuse. Using the Patriot Act and the rights and liberties of innocent Americans are what's been lost. Please use this site to learn more about the Act in Action Center. So this is this website is johnconyers.com, and then there's some Patriot Act link there. I call it the Hatriot Act because it's just hate. It's just another way for these fucking crazy people to hate on us. And what can you do? Action point. Write a letter to the editor. So this johnconyers.com has a place where you can just click a link and then you can type in your letter to the editor. So so there's that.
Fuck you going with that shit. Hey, I'm period tastes like fruit punch, Bobby.
Stinks good, really, lesbians and gentlemen.
Oof.
Let's see what else we have in the Gmail. Do I have anything in the Gmail? I'm just going to talk for a while. Paul, what is Paul? Citizen Pep? Yes, eat this hot bird, right? Oh, boring. Okay. Let's see. I don't care. P.W. Fenton says I have to prepare my Cirrus shows now. Early. Okay, let's see here. All right, sorry, I was reading an email. I can't read everything from P.W. Fenton because if it's, you know, related to corporate business, I can't obviously say it. Okay. people are yelling at me, giving me a hard time for, oh, might as well just read it. My comments, lots of controversy about me at the pod show, or whatever that fucking cunt face thing was. Eat it, bitch fest, 93, whatever year this is. Oh, there's Bicycle Mark bleeping me. Bicycle Mark wants to know something. Okay. Oh, let's see. I'm recording. I'm telling the corner when I'm recording. Then I can put you. Yes. Okay, so I'm telling Bicycles Mark to call in. And then we can have him on the show. Let's see. Okay, so. Gosh. Okay, so let's find this. Find the Bicycle Mark's gonna call me. I got a phone somewhere. It sounds like a toilet flush. Where the fuck's the phone? Hi, babies. Hi, sweets. Hi. Hi. That's weird. The dog makes a kitty cat sound. Kitty cunt, kitty cunt, kitty Carlisle, kitty Carlisle. Oh, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. All right, so where am I? I'm talking about nothing. Let's look while we wait for the toilet to flush. Okay. Oh, so I was going to read some of these dramatic comments. This person named Straight Chris. What's funny about us asking a sales assistant about RU486 and bit rates at a trade fair when you probably knew she was unlikely to know much about it? You hadn't heard of Valve microphones until a month ago. No one to piss the out of you. Well, from me to you, Madge, you are an arrogant cunt. Okay, well, that sentence didn't make sense. You might want to think about getting Strunken White handbook of how to write fucking sentences for assholes. Let's see. Oh, there's the toilet. This is me. All right. God damn it. Fuck. Dropped the goddamn thing. Is it recording still? Hello? Yeah. All right already. All right, here we go. Let's see. Hang on. Don't say...
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
What did I get?
It's me. It's Madge. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh.
It's Madge.
I don't know why we're all funky.
You want to call me back? Why don't you call me?
I'm trying to connect again. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. All right, fucking Skype. It just sucks. That's the motto for Skype. It just sucks. All right. And then I can lay down in bed and finish this shit. All right. All right, so... Bloaterous. It sucks. Why do I eat? I need to eat. Note to self, eat before show. God damn it, that's not it. I can't talk on Skype. I can't talk this way. I can't talk that way. I can't talk that way, bicycles. I can't talk that way. Must be so. All right, so let's see here. All right, so where am I? Anyway, my vagina hurt and stink, hurt and stink. Oh, God. Yeah, so no more eating on the show, okay? Because it's just, I can't think. I get the blood sugar going. I need to figure out all this food problem I have. Because I am so obese. Nicole told me I've never been fatter. She's right. And then, like, I swear I've gained another 50 pounds just being in L.A. It is disgusting. I don't know if it's the girdle or what. Oh, I'm making myself sick, truly. All right, so, okay, let's see here. Okay, so what's funny about blah, blah, blah? Okay, Madge, you're an arrogant cunt. Yes, try again, bicycles. Ugh, he's such a bottom. Okay, so, let's see. Hi, baby. Joking to the little mean dog. Okay. So, okay, I cannot lie. Okay, so I wrote, seriously, Robert P. Roach. Seriously, are you kidding me? Chris, do you enjoy getting pissed off? Or do you seriously not have anything better to do? And Straight Chris. I cannot tell a lie. I like yeast for politics. Oh, not that. Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. The cell phone. 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 Please try to sell. I have no headset. let's see. Okay, so let's see. If you're at, if you've, so you can't tell. I like useful politics. It has some useful and humor, but what disappoints me is what I thought was a standard being set is let down by some very crass material. Fuck you, standard being set. Fuck you. I'll do whatever I want on my goddamn show. If you have, if you've done any ordinary jobs if you, in your life, you know how pathetic it is when customers try to show you up as Madge, and this other prick did to this poor assistant halfway through video five. I've had this treatment in this, like this, and it stinks. And then this is what I wrote back. Okay. I wrote back, straight Chris, well, if you knew what you were talking about in your ordinary job, then you wouldn't have felt the victim. If this bimbo was there to really sell her products, she would have understood them. I don't know much about the about Valve mics, but I don't sell them either. Sales is nasty and conventions are fucking gross. I never would have gone to this shithole if I wasn't paid to do so. Fuck you, straight Chris, you're probably depressed. And then Aaron wrote, I've had regular jobs too. God damn it.
There we go.
Hello?
Hello. I was getting that Skype noise, and now I recognize the American ringtone.
Oh, good. So what's new?
Do I sound decent?
Yeah, you sound fine.
Oh, good, good. What's new? I was just listening to this radio open source with the special on New York's Muslim immigrants. I pretty much love this podcast.
What was the topic? Illegal immigrants?
Yeah, that's their latest one, yeah. And I love to take suggestions from the listeners. Because I
shit,
but they never take me up on
it. You want suggestions from them, but they don't give you any?
Well, no, because, you know, radio open source, which they take, like, in comments, they'll open up a thread and just, you know, audience suggest themes, topics, and they run with them, they use them. So I suggest them, but so far they haven't taken it.
What did you suggest? What did you suggest?
Well, the latest one was probably lame, but they did this special on the Dresden Dolls, which is, you know, nothing to do with politics, but music. And I loved it. And I never heard of the Dresden Dolls. I just knew that when I worked with the voice, that guy, Dan Savage, loved the Dresden Dolls.
Uh-huh.
Anal sex, incidentally.
Dan Savage? Dan Savage was interviewed on one of the gay podcasts a few weeks ago, the Gay Parenting Network.
I don't know, that's right, because he's a parent.
Yeah, but somebody told me he was, like, all, like, pro-war before this. Did you hear John Edwards changed his mind? Now he's apologized for supporting the war?
Yeah, I read it. But, I mean, he voted for it, right?
Right.
Well.
So what do you think about that?
Should we forgive him? Well, I think, like, his one thing that changed my mind about John Edwards, the only thing that changed my mind about John Edwards, because really, I just thought he was just another fake-ass Democrat, you know, only younger. But what changed my actually was his podcast.
Yeah, me too, but it's not enough. You know, there's only been, like, I've only seen, like, two or three podcasts and the video, and that's nice, but, you know, that's not, you got to walk a little further if you really want to prove you're into it. Otherwise, you're Paris Hilton.
Right. I'm in the green room. Yeah, that's true. And I also started to think, like, okay, I've heard his speeches where he's usually a fakester, you know, he's just sort of trying to be our friend and our one of us rolling up his sleeves. But then you listen to his podcast, and it seems much more genuine. But then decided, like, wait a minute, either one of these is... Well, he can't seem to separate him personally as an honest person and him as a politician who still gives these bullshit speeches.
Right. You know what I think, too, is that he voted for the war, and that's nice that he apologized, but you know what? I don't fucking care, because it was fucking obvious, and it shows a lot about character if somebody would vote for a war when you know damn well there's not evidence to support it. I mean, that's a big fuck-up. That's a big fuck-up, don't you think? You don't have to forgive somebody. Just
I believe in redemption and all, but still.
Yeah, I mean, just because somebody apologizes doesn't mean you have to forgive them, pretend it never happened.
No. And there should be some kind of, I almost said penance, like I'm suddenly religious, but it shouldn't just be enough to apologize when you're talking about sending a nation to war. I mean, his punishment should be, he should be the ultimate anti-war activist. You know, he shouldn't sleep at night. He should be the number one guy.
Right.
But he doesn't do it. He just apologizes and figures we're all going to jump on the fence.
So what else is going on? I haven't been following the news since I've been at this convention of geeks and assholes and sluts.
Yeah, that's the one thing I kept thinking. Like, those guys are so disconnected. Like, all these people that you interview, I wonder what would have happened if you'd asked them about things going on in the world.
Oh, I did. They had no idea. That stuff just didn't make the edit.
What kind of things did you ask about, like, world events?
Oh, I asked, like, the Godcaster about, like, well, you know, about gay marriage, and just, it was a go nowhere. Because, like, the gay marriage, they're just, I don't know. It just, the problem is for this, for what we were doing, to ask political questions would have been, I mean, it was completely out of context. And when I asked them, it was obvious that it just kind of like, it didn't, I mean, for my show, if I had done it for me, that would have been one thing, but I was doing this for Pod Show. So they pick the material that's relevant for the expo in relation to Pod Show. So I didn't focus on it too much. But usually it was like, I would ask stuff like, do you support gay marriage? They would never answer the questions. They would just sort of vaguely joke back about something, you know, like the Republican guy, you know, like, okay, I'll give you an example. Like that guy, what's his name? Exit 50.
Yeah,
he said, where are you from? You know, because he's a crazy Republican. He said, oh, you know, I'm from Chicago. He goes, where in Chicago? I go, I'm in Uptown, but you wouldn't like it because there's a lot of niggers there. You just like to drown them. You know?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right, because he, you know.
What?
So he didn't like that.
Well, apparently, since you've been in California, Sister Secretary, as she called at that funeral, Condoleezza Rice.
Uh-huh.
She, I guess she's trying to get, like, well, I mean, maybe she's just trying to do her job. I don't know. Maybe she's trying to get a peace award, but all the newspaper headlines say that she secured a deal to open up the Gaza Strip to the world between Israel and Palestine. So I guess now you can travel there, you know, if you really want to go there. And they're giving her, like, credit for, you know, all night negotiating the deal. And I guess now she's going to be painted as, like, a hero. Maybe they're setting her up for the presidency.
No, she won't run. She's not going to run.
Well, they're definitely painting her. And they've always wanted this, and even Clinton wanted to be like that. I think that was one dream. I don't know if he ever said it, but he wanted his legacy to be like, I made peace between Israel and Palestine, and the fact that he couldn't do it was always one of his big disappointments.
But that's true of everyone, I mean, for the past several presidencies, don't you think?
Yeah, but... Well, Bush never cared. Last Bush, this Bush, he never really cared. You know, he invented this roadmap, or he had somebody invent it, and then he had a real hands-off approach, you know, to let bombings go on and missile attacks, and just, you know, the only thing radical that Bush did, which is more strategic, was just say, I believe in the Palestinian state, you know. But
so,
I mean, Clinton actually went there. I don't even remember the last time Bush was there. I don't think he ever went there.
So what is this deal with the... that you can cross from Palestine or to Israel to Gaza? I mean, what's the story? What's so great about that?
Yeah, well, until now, it's kind of been closed off to the world, which is a fucking crime, obviously, but it's kind of like a long-running thing that, even though it's supposed to be autonomous, was you couldn't travel freely. You couldn't leave. It's like a prison. It's like a prison strip. You know, Gaza
right.
Strip is like a prison.
Right.
And I've never been there, but I know from friends and articles. And Israel controlled in-and-out access. And so recently they pulled out. That's fine. That's nice, I guess. Although I wonder what their motives were. But maybe their motives were generally good. So now what they're saying is that Condoleezza Rice, now it is open. It's almost like a country. Not a country. You go there. It has borders that can be crossed. And the theory is that you would be able to travel freely into Israel, which I get the feeling that Israel is going to do something so that Palestinians don't freely cross, you know. Probably you can freely cross, but you'll get, you know, strip search and a glove, you know, body cavity search.
Uh-huh. So it's bullshit.
Yeah, but it makes Condoleezza Rice look good.
Well, yeah, because they sent a press release.
That's right. That's all it takes. Well, that's all they think it takes. Did you read it, or did you hear it on the Democracy Now? About, I mean, it's not a big deal, but it's such a typical that they changed the transcript from some previous press conference with McClellan to, like, instead of saying that's true, for him it's not true, and they were talking about, I don't know, something about intelligence. It's just so funny, like, they asked to actually change the statement in a transcript. They asked the media to do it.
Oh, they asked media to do it? That part I didn't hear, right?
I think they asked the media to take note or something that the transcript has been changed. I think that's what it was. It's so typical. It doesn't even make news, really.
That's very strange, because, I mean, I did hear the report that, you know, they basically changed the transcript and put a negative in, which, of course, can make a huge difference in it, depending on what the sentence is, when you completely negate it. But I didn't realize that they told the press to make the so-called correction.
Why didn't they try to tell the press to make a note of it, you know?
So, and probably...
make it an issue.
Probably when they mentioned it, the press didn't have it in front of them, so they couldn't, you know, challenge it. Maybe they'll challenge it, yeah, right.
No, it's so typical. I think it's just a minor. It becomes something minor with these White House.
Then why does it make the news this time? Just because Democracy Now happened to catch it?
Yeah, and do a beautiful job, just like a podcast could, of replaying it, and there's the evidence, you know?
Right.
That it, in fact, changes the meaning, and, yeah, it's just really obvious. Typical, obvious.
Mm-hmm. So what else is new over there?
Do you hear anything about all this shit? Everybody hates Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, they hate him. But I don't fucking care. You know, it's the same shit, like, I'm so glad that there's all these fair-weather intelligence. You know, intelligent people, like, how could you not know this guy was a fucking idiot? You know, people act like they got duped. Oh, how could I vote? He's the fucking Terminator. Why would you fucking vote for him in the first place, assholes? You know, and they think they're getting him back by... It's the same fucking TV pop culture bullshit mentality that people would even vote for him and that they think they can punish him by, you know, fighting some fucking, you know, because he was anti-gay, like, they didn't fucking know it because they thought he'd really just shoot people with his robot arms or something. I mean, this is so fucking ludicrous. I think it's as idiotic as these people that pretended they believed that we had, you know, proof of this weapons of mass destruction, that we had the reason to go to war illegally and all this crap. I just don't know it's just such horse shit. I mean, Gray Davis was set up by Enron. Did you ever watch that Enron documentary, by the way?
No, I haven't gotten it yet, but I will. But yeah, I know about the Gray Davis completely. I mean, this total campaign against him to character assassination.
Right, character assassination, and they, as usual, Republicans' tactics, they took the truth and turned around the opposite. Gray Davis was saying, well, we should have price controls to stop this problem. You know, the deregulation is what caused the problem. And, of course, Bush says price controls are what causes the problem, and that's going to make it worse. Idiot. And they said that also that Gray Davis would have been a challenger for what's-his-face, for Bush, in the next election, which is another reason why they had to go get him.
Right. Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that Bush had a lot of money to gain. Go ahead.
Now, that report also on Democracy Now! Today, but about the Republican guy who lost in the gubernatorial election, who basically just flat out said, we would have done well, the Republicans, in New Jersey, if it wasn't for Bush. So he's really moving his own party.
Yeah, right. But the problem is the system has been so dismantled and so fucked. Did you see this thing I posted on Americans about Senator Conyers? I was reading that earlier.
No, I got to catch up with Americans. Then I have to post something to Americans finally.
Well, the Patriot Act is up for renewal, I think, Friday. It has to go through the House. And he and Senator Conyers set up a special part of his website about the Patriot Act. And how, you know, it was there that the government, when they did the Patriot Act the first time, they said, well, you know, we're not going to really enforce this on, you know, we're only going to use this to fight terrorism. Trust us. Yeah. Can you imagine? Trust us. So they've been, you know, they've been collecting all this information on, I think, 30,000 U.S. citizens who have nothing to do with terrorism. They're not ripping up the records. They're keeping it and they're flowing it freely within all federal organizations, which means, you know, and they've already labeled, like, I think it was in Minnesota. I was just reading this on the show, and that somewhere in Minnesota there was a peace group, like a peace advocacy group, and they categorized it as a terrorist organization. And then you have the IRS going after churches that have sermons against the war and so on. So it's fucked. Adam Curry told me not to go to Europe. Oh, my God, this fucking dog has a heart on that. It's disgusting. It's fucking nasty. He didn't tell me not. He just said, you don't want to go to Europe. It sucks there. You know what he said? That in the Netherlands, they don't have any juries. They just have one judge that decides every case.
I don't see what the value of a jury is if you look at American history. I mean, it's not that I want to do away with the jury system altogether. How many shitty jury cases have there been in the history of the United States? If you put a room full of idiots in a room and say, judge this fairly, just because they don't know anything doesn't mean they're good judges. I personally, given the choice between an intelligent, qualified judge, jury of, you know, six random people who watch soap operas all day, I think I might choose the judge. I'm not really sure about this jury.
Yeah, but what if you've been giving an unintelligent, uninformed judge versus a jury?
Right. Well, that would lead me to believe that both systems are fucked.
No.
But a jury, all I would say is the jury is quite overrated. And, of course, the judge is awesome. But the idea is that you only allow really qualified judges, whereas there is nothing that says you allow a really qualified jury. I mean, we know that lawyers...
Well, like Clarence Thomas. Like Clarence Thomas.
Oh. Well, I mean, at least Clarence Thomas has some legal experience. A jury celebrity. It's just some random people. It doesn't.
I don't know, though.
I'm not convinced that juries are the worst thing in the world, but I do have a lot of proof, and we have a lot of proof in history that, man, they can be stupid and badly chosen and strategically chosen. You know how you can get rid of jurors when in selection?
Right.
All right, so then lawyers just choose all the ones that they think that even based on any little questions they ask are going to rule against them. So it's still strategic, you know?
But it still seems to me, and of course...
Black person.
Of course there's opportunity for corruption, but to me it seems like there's a lot... It would seem like it would be a lot easier to corrupt a single judge or have a corrupt single judge than a jury. Because at least with a jury, you have the numbers. You know, you have the possibility. It makes it, I would think, it's hard to, how are you going to get.
Sense, yeah.
Huh?
In that sense, that gives advantage. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, yeah, and the disadvantage to that jury is if it's taken from a pool of people who are just shitty critical thinkers, you know, just people who are. You know, easily influenced, easily swayed. I mean, it's just basically like car salesmen trying to convince a group of people that their car is the right one or the wrong one. You know, I'm downplaying lawyer at the role of the...
Yeah.
So, yeah, there are ups and downs for both systems, but I don't know. I've never been to court in the Netherlands, so maybe I'm not qualified.
Yeah, Adam maybe...
I mean, you know, Adam doesn't like Europe for other reasons, like regulation, the excessive regulation. I've heard that about Holland. I guess it's true. I mean, I'm trying to get through it. It's not always easy, but in exchange for that, you have a pretty good quality of life. I mean,
right.
Yeah, bureaucracy, but...
Well, it's not like I'm going to do anything because Adam says to, but I'm just putting that out there. But I think that's probably the strongest, you know, I hear a lot of negatives, but that's the first one that really sort of, I felt, seemed somewhat valid. And I still think it's a valid reason because it scares me the idea that one person can determine your fate, you know, and that.
Well, what scares more in general in Europe, and especially in this part of Europe, the wealthy or whatever we are, is just people's mentality, which... It's not going the same necessarily way as the American one, but you know, this whole fear of outsiders, of immigrants, of and everybody wants you to just be the same, conform. That scares me.
Oh, that's been going on for a long time. That fear of outsiders. I don't know. Something about Europe has this weird fear of outsiders. Always, it seems like. So, what's going on with the riots? Are they finished yet, or what? Where are we with this? Did they stop reporting on it, and therefore it's over, or what? Because I really haven't been paying attention.
I went to Brussels over the weekend, and Adam didn't even talk about this. I guess maybe he was driving around in cars. I walked, and
right, he was.
And I gotta say,
yeah.
But
I was just gonna say that he ended up buying a V8. He ended up buying a V8 gasoline engine.
He drove around in the Jaguar.
Yeah, so much for biodiesel.
Well, I can understand the Jaguar thing because I gotta say, I felt tension on the street. Not necessarily because of my presence. I just felt like people were on edge. There were a lot of police in Brussels. Riots have spilled over into Belgium. I mean, they're here. Anywhere that people suddenly realize, they watch TV and they suddenly realize, you know what? I'm angry. And they, you know, just go out and you express it. You destroy shit, whatever. So I'm not really surprised that it has spilled over. Not spill over.
But doesn't it to me it's a symptom of health in a democracy when you have people doing that, and certainly better than a place like more healthy than a place like America where you have, you know, 1,000 people drown because they're poor and the government doesn't care about them and nobody fucking does anything about it and nobody cares and it does get reported. So
I mean, I guess if I had to choose one over the other, I guess I would choose the other. But what this is more like is that phase when New Orleans was underwater and people, you know, were just gathering up guns and being, you know, packs of people. And just, this is how they were rebelling, finally. This is like, I mean, something I think is long overdue. I don't think that people naturally, you know, resort to violence when they're pissed off. But I think when they're desperate and angry, it can happen. And it is happening.
Right.
I think it kind of shows it because, unfortunately, as good of a social system as it has, there's a lot of unhealthy aspects of society. There's an income gap that's very big between rich and poor, and at the same time, all the poor people are marketed to. They're shown all the nice cars and all this shit, and then when you realize you don't have this, and you think that you're going to be a real person, that's how you're going to be happy, then you get where you want up. You want to have me. You don't, you know, necessarily think about how can I find a job or what's my career move. You just think like, why?
Right.
So the riots are still going on in different cities. I've heard a lot from Lyon, which is near Switzerland. And Leon,
it's going on in Lyon, but that's France. What about anywhere outside of France? Anything significant?
You mean in terms of riding?
Yes.
I just heard mixed. You know, they show so many images, it's hard to keep track of where they are.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, the last report I heard was from Lyon, but it's still going on in other places. And I think you're also with the European Union, the Portuguese, really a laughing stock in Portugal. And he was saying that they're going to invest a lot of money in social programs, which I got to give him credit. I mean, it's just words, but at least he's not saying, like, we're going to smoke them out, you know, and hunt them down. He's saying we're going to look into, you know, social programs and really helping people, which is much healthier than just saying we're going to beat the shit out of people who are misbehaving.
Well, didn't Chirac say he was just going to deport anyone who's convicted of rioting?
They're doing it.
Where do they put him? Where do they send him?
I'll give you an example, and this is not France necessarily, but they do similar. Spain has this territory in Morocco, like right on the north, like, you know, where it's the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah.
They actually own a piece of land, I think it's called Ceuta, C-E-U-T-O-T-A, and they own it, but it's in Morocco, and what they do is they hold their like immigrants that they catch trying to cross into Spain. They hold them there in like holding camps. This kind of bullshit that they do to keep people quote unquote out of the country and, you know, detain them. So I think France is probably just, you know, slipping a little money in their pocket and flying them home and going disappear, sending them back probably to countries where, like Afghanistan. I mean, where you probably get blown up or, you know, you don't have a life there, but you get sent back.
Or you can learn how to be a terrorist.
What's that?
Or you can learn how to be a terrorist because now you hate a Western culture even more. Because, like, I mean, it's not like, so you get deported, but who's to say those people have a place to go? That's what I don't understand. Where do they go? I mean, I don't think.
Forget about.
It's not like they're just criminals, so forget about it. I mean, like, I don't know. Whatever. It's just, to me, it's just.
And the country will suffer because, you know, people always forget. And I'm not, like, I hate to be such an economic dude, but people always forget that these are the people who do all the jobs that you don't want to do. I mean, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it's the fact that without this, you know, quote-unquote immigrant population, the country falls apart.
Right. Yeah, because those are the people that actually work. Forget about jobs nobody has to do. They're the jobs where people actually work instead of just sit there on a computer pontificating all day, like me. Or eating. Hang on, I got to mix my coffee.
How's things at your lady in waiting's house?
Good, you know, it's been. There's really not enough time, you know, but I don't know. It's great. We went to the ecstasy exhibit yesterday.
What's that? What's it called?
There's an exhibit at the the MoCA, the Museum of Contemporary Art. And it's about ecstasy, the drug and psychedelic drugs. It's really cool. So they have all these exhibits that sort of simulate the effect of being on psychedelics. It's really wild, like very, very.
Well done.
Oh yeah, yeah. Excellent. Like I Nicole actually had to wake me out of a trance. I found myself in a trance. You go into this room and it's like an 8mm film of different flowers. You know, and the camera's moving very slowly, and she's like, and next, like I was watching them, and next thing you know, she's like tapping me. I was like totally like not in the room at all. Like I was just gone. It wasn't exactly sleeping, but it was just like I was just in some weird trance zone. It was bizarre. I mean, like I completely went out, like totally, like completely. It's crazy.
So when do you go back to Chicago?
Tomorrow.
Okay, and where's Chauncey?
He's with this woman, Donna. She, a new dog sitter. She charges like half of what the cost when I take him to the kennel, so. Anyway, I should go because I'm still recording this fucking show. I have no idea how to get edited because I spent the first half making coffee that didn't exist because I forgot to put, you know, I was using a MoCA pot and I forgot to put the coffee in. So I waited like a half hour and nothing fucking came out, you know? I realized there's no coffee and I didn't even grind it. So that was that. And then I ate peanut butter and jelly without any bread. And now I'm kind of like, ugh, weird, you know. Still.
Peanut butter and jelly without bread, just put it on a knife or
A spoon. A spoon.
Oh, right.
How's Amy, your roommate?
Good. Recording a lot of music. Actually in the kitchen eating my soup.
Is she there?
she's down the hall.
Can I say hello to her real quick?
Yeah. Hey?
Tell her I'm on the show so she knows, will you?
Amy, come talk to that.
This is Amy Abdu. She's a hot woman.
She's wearing one of these towels on her head like a diva.
Oh, God, what's she wearing? Nothing underneath or what? Nothing? She's naked. Amy?
Madge.
Hi, Amy. It's Madge Weinstein. How are you?
How are you?
I'm disgusted. I've gained probably 50 pounds since the last time we spoke.
I don't believe it.
What are you wearing, baby?
I'm wearing a hot, sexy towel on my head.
Oh.
Actually, some adventurous lingerie. And then a big sweater and sweatpants.
You're wearing a towel and a sweater? Is that the latest fashions for you in Holland, is a towel and a sweater?
This is what they do over here. It's progressive. Towel, sweater, sweatpants, and something really hot with it.
Are you still dating the guy with the boat? With the bloat?
Oh, no. So over.
You're done with him?
Way over. Yeah, I was kind of done with him when you were here, but it wasn't quite official yet.
It did seem a little bit odd because of how you were like, remember when I said ugly men fuck good, and you were like, oh yeah, they do, mm-hmm. But you were a little too enthusiastic, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I know, yeah. Yeah, he didn't meet with the FDA approval, so.
That was a very embarrassing moment for everyone, except for me.
How are you doing? I've been following your escapades in L.A.
It's crazy. It's so crazy here.
Into a pool?
Oh, yeah, that fucking fat cunt Dawn of the Dawn and Drew show pushed me into a pool. I'll get her, though. Me and Pizza Babe are going to go. I think we're just going to go, like, sort of invade her house in Wayne, Wisconsin, while she's plucking chickens, and we're just going to, you know, we'll probably just torture her or something, tie her up. Ball gag. What do you? Huh? Why?
You gotta expose her.
Yeah.
She's your wig.
Yeah, fucking bitch. It wasn't a wig though. It just turns black when you go in the water. It wasn't a wig.
And what else happened? I saw you got in bed with Adam.
Yeah, I beat him. Yeah, and I fucked him.
I don't know how you get away with this, you know? You're a girl who just takes control of every situation she's in.
Well, I feel like I'm a role model that way, you know? I feel like I'm a role model, and I think all little girls should strive to fuck their boss up the ass.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad you're putting an example for the rest. And you're like the Bella Abzug of, like...
Oh, I like that. I like Bella Abzug. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
You know what? I was interviewed by this a real lesbian anthropologist that was so funny from Canada. Not that I'm not real, but you know. She thinks that Adam Curry has some sort of weird... And I told him that she thinks that Adam Curry has some weird sexual hang-ups having to do with gender and that there's some open issues. I told him. He said, no, that's wrong. What do you think? He said he likes chicks with dicks, but only if they're beautiful chicks.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds like he really likes her. I don't know why I'm talking about that. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm sitting here watching Desperate Housewives.
I just finished it.
I got sick and I got Desperate Housewives and we were jamming.
Yeah, I just watched the Desperate Housewives 2, the most recent one, right? I just watched that last night. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're at least a season behind.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
You know, you love it and you hate it.
I love it more than I hate it. I got to tell you, I can't help it. I don't know why.
Right. But I was just, you know, I have this memory of these kinds of women when I was growing up, and I would swear they were much more hardcore, that they were all like, you know, chain smoking and, you know, going to the supermarket with the rollers in their hair.
Yeah. Well, you and I are from a different generation. Well, you're younger than me, but you know. But it's a different generation. I think even in your generation, you had a lot of women in curlers and even a lot of housewives. When did you grow up? In the 70s?
You know, we're the same age, babe. Well, okay, almost.
So you,
almost the same age, yeah. So I grew up in the 70s.
No, I'm not. I grew up in the... Hold on a second. I don't know what makes you think I'm as young as you. I'm 56. I grew up in the 50s. What are you talking about? I'm 56.
You look so young. That's it.
I'm timeless, right? I'm timeless.
Yeah, you are timeless, yeah.
Yeah, that's the makeup, mostly.
Yeah. But those were my role models, you know? All those girls who were taking Quaaludes and pushing the cart around the supermarket with the inch of, like, you know, ash off the end of the cigarette.
What happened to Quaaludes? What happened to Quaaludes?
I don't know. I used to love using Quaaludes. What happened? Well, maybe it's called something else these days.
Yeah.
At least kids want to go up. They don't want to go down. I don't know.
That's true. Because down is already there.
I guess they're already down. That's just not true.
All right.
Anyway, I'm putting the bicycle's mark back on.
Okay. Bye, Amy. Take care.
Take care.
Moi.
You too.
Oh, my God. This is the longest show ever. I'm already at 75 minutes. I have no idea how I'm going to edit this for P.W. Fenton, you know?
That was great. You got to meet him, Will.
Yeah, I didn't expect him there at all. I didn't expect him to be so hairy and delusional. Well, delusional, maybe.
I thought he was playing Santa Claus there, but apparently he greets people. That's weird.
Well, he makes badges, and he had a sign on it. He had a badge on that said Santa Fred, which I thought was weird.
Santa Fred? You should have a badge like that.
I tried to. I almost met. A-Dub was there, the mashup town guy. A-Dub, you know? I tried to meet him, but he, like, totally ran away from me. I was already, like, I had researched him and everything. I was going to be like, how come every song you play has to have some fucking screaming Mariah Carey in it or something?
You know? Who was the most uncomfortable talking to you?
Chris, that Godcast guy, Chris Padgett or whatever his name is? Padgett?
Yeah,
he was the most uncomfortable. Yeah. But another Godcaster is actually going to be on my show. They were all right. They're like totally into the. They're completely like extremely like evangelical Christians. Like where they're like they must have mentioned Christ 30 times in the conversation. But they're willing to go on the show with me. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, so that should be interesting.
You're going to debate?
No, I'm going to ask them to explain their views. You know, sort of. I'm not going to. I don't want to debate because that tends to be. Yeah, I don't feel like I just want to like him to explain how. I mean, basically, what we sort of started to talk about is how the Sermon on the Mount. You know, I asked him why is it that today's you know sort of fundamentalists sort of completely ignore the Sermon on the Mount, and he said they don't. And I said, well, this thing about turning the other cheek, you know, it's just not being utilized. You know, I don't see that in practice. He said, well, that's a matter of interpretation. It depends on how you interpret. I said, well, I don't see how you can interpret turn the other cheek as bomb the hell out of them and lie about the weapons they don't have.
And he said, now it's all about being God's soldiers.
Right. And so he said there's another opinion. So I said, okay, well, fine, but let's talk about it. And he said he would. So I'll let him explain it. There's no reason why I shouldn't. You know, maybe there's a reason I don't know about. Who knows? I don't think so, but. But I would. What?
I think it's fair enough that style of allowing somebody to say their piece, basically.
Yeah, because the debate thing is so. I mean, it just doesn't. To get two sides angrier at each other. I mean, I like to do. I'd rather, instead of debate, I'd rather scream one sided hyperbole on my own show when nobody can debate me, and then be reasonable when I have somebody in the room. That's just my own style, though.
Yeah.
No. So, anyway, well, that's enough show for today.
Okay. I'm going to be posting a show tonight with Tim from Radio Clash, and we're discussing, I don't know, licensing and basically the right to podcast.